There's the personal side of things and the football side of things. The football side of things, you just got to trust what they're doing upstairs. You know, ultimately, they're the ones that make those decisions, and what they think is best for the team, I'm going to be in support of 100%. You know, they haven't let me down or haven't let this team down yet. But on the personal side, it's tough. I mean, this is my first time experiencing this with someone that's one of my best friends, you know, and seeing him yesterday, it was tough on him too. You know, it's kind of out of the blue. Yeah, there's really no other way to put it than it's just kind of tough personally.
Did they what kind talk of impact will have on the field, though, with a guy that you've come to rely on?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, that'll be tough too. We at the same time believe we have some younger guys and some guys that have kind of proven themselves here in the offseason and training camp and everything that can really kind of step up and take on that role to some extent. You know, we also have a guy like Trey Burton that has last year that filled in nicely there and can do some things. So that'll open up some opportunities for some other guys. But obviously Jordan's been extremely productive the last couple of years. And so missing that piece in the slot, it's not going to be easy to replace, but confident we have a number of guys that can hopefully step up and do that job.
Carson, you have had such a great chemistry with Jordan on the field. How long does it take to build that up with other guys, and do you feel like you have that with anyone else?
I do feel like we have that with a number of guys, but obviously that takes time. On the field with Jordan, I mean, we were so close off the field that on the field that helped just kind of know what to expect from each other. So that does take time, but at the same time, I feel this spring, you know, Jordan was out a little bit, and so we kind of had a chance to develop that chemistry with some other guys this summer, throwing with those guys, training camp, and now here these last couple weeks before the season comes around, hopefully we'll get some more work.
What would you say the mood was like early on in practice today?
Yeah, I mean, I think in relation to that, I think it was kind of just, it's still another day, you know, still just go attack the day. It was a tough practice. Physically, it was a tough practice. You guys saw us hitting out there, obviously not me, but guys were hitting and flying around, and just kind of the middle of camp, so to speak, it's kind of the dog days, so guys are getting tired, but I think mentally we're still very locked in and very, very focused.
Did they talk to you at all about the decision to trade him?
They just told me. I spoke with Howie shortly before. It was news, and just he told me it was already done. So that's just kind of how that unfolded.
What did you say to him when he told you?
I just said, you know, that's part of the business, you know, and that was ultimately, obviously he knew how I felt, you know, with Jordan being one of my best friends. So on the personal side, it's tough, and he knew that. He was prepared for that, and I told him that. But keeping business, that's just part of this.
Visitor's tunnel.
It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be really weird. I don't know. It's not gonna be fun, I'll tell you that.
They didn't ask you your input before they made a decision, like
no.
Okay. Have you talked to him for you? Trade?
Yeah. I spent a good time. A couple of us spent some time with him yesterday. Actually took him to the airport and everything last night, so got to see him a little bit before he left, and wish him well, and we'll still be in touch without a doubt. I mean, we're so close off the field that's not going to go anywhere just because he's in Buffalo now.
You mentioned the impact it had on you personal. What about the locker room? A lot of players publicly were addressing his departure. What kind of impact will that have there?
Yeah, I think just seeing the reaction on Twitter from all the guys in the locker room just speaks to the guy he was. The high-character guy he was and the respect he had around here, both in the locker room and this whole building. And so it'll be different. It'll be tough. But I think it just speaks to the type of guy he was. Everyone loved him. He was his ultimate competitor out here. Always was about the team first. And so replacing a guy like that in the locker room is definitely not going
to
be easy.
What have you seen from Nelson Agholor to show that he's ready to step up and take that role in the slot?
Yeah, Nelson's done some good things. Obviously, I mean, that's the coach's decision as far as who's going to step up. But like I mentioned, Nelson's done some great things. I mean, it's kind of been talked about a lot this offseason in camp. And obviously he can fly. You know, he can roll in the slot and kind of put some pressure on some defenses. But between Nelson, like I said, Trey can do some things. We got some younger guys that have shown some promise as well. So in that regard, we feel confident that someone can hopefully step up.